lovely to be back. I see many familiar faces. For those who don't know me or don't remember me, you don't have to remember me. My name is Mariana, and I sang with you 4 years ago. And I used to sit over there. So I'm very, very happy to be back. Lucy sends her love, and we'll try and do all of the things in her list tonight. Let's stand up and support. Shake one arm for me. And the other arm. And one leg. And the other leg. If it gets too much, just tailor it to your knees. One arm and opposite leg. Happy. The other arm and the opposite leg. Now, one arm and the same leg. And switch. And add one arm. Add one arm. And add the other leg. Lovely. Deep breath in through your nose. Don't breathe out through your mouth. Yawning, breath in. And then yawning, breath out. And we're going to do that one more time. And imagine that you went to sleep with one of those masks to get rid of the wrinkles, which we don't have, so we don't need. And we are kind of trying to unstick it from our face. So yawning, breath in. And yawning, breath out. Unstick it. Relax from our face. Some will tell you have some experience with this. Lovely. And massage your forehead and your cheekbone and your neck and your shoulders. Lovely. Hands on the side of your body. And repeat after me. You can put your thumb on your belly button and the rest of the hands below that so that we feel that there's a connection with the lower abs.
Woo!
David can strangle from here. So instead of thinking, oh, where is it? This is going to go. Just try and relax the throat. Think of the breath. And just create more space. Do not add any tension from here. Just add support from here. So thank you. Up here, go. I am hoping you know all these arrows. F major, please. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
When you say glory, can you feel it glorious? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Okay, one more thing, instead of hark the herald angels sing. So don't very hard. Off you go.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie.
Say, Bethlehem, can we have a lovely smoke sound? Bethlehem, try that.
Bethlehem.
Say,
Thank you.
on bar number 113, which is the last one on the first line in page number 34. In this part, we have the solo line on top, which I will probably done by first alto. First alto, can you wave by me? Brilliant, thank you very much. Then, below that, on the middle stave, we have two notes. The top note is going to do this time by all sopranos. Wave by me, sopranos. Yes, there you go. And the bottom line by the second alto. Second alto, wave by me. Brilliant. And the bottom stave, tenors. Wave by me, tenors. And basses. You have all my notes, you are a number. Good. Now, let's begin with first altos who have the tune.
Perhaps not too much, because I'm only from that. But that's the spirit we are trying to bring. sing them again. Right? The top part, the solo part.
And then, bar 122,
the first soprano will take the top part, which is written on the middle stave. So, 4 years ago, we'll always know one for you. That's soprano one. I will teach it in a second. And soprano two, in bar 121, will sing the solo thing. So, and then 4 years ago,
teaching what?
So, in bar 122, the first alto sing the middle part. No, from the G. 4 years to come, we always know. Is that what I said? Yes.
I think that'd be fine.
Yes. Okay, yes. Alto 1, alto 2. Alto 1, is touching the tunes. 4 years to come.
Thank you. No. You were right. 1:13.
Yeah. I've got this Christmas song in my heart.
I've got this Christmas song in my heart.
The ending is perfect. Listen to this one.
I've got this Christmas.
Try that.
I've got this Christmas. Oh,
and every time we go down, it's like gravity wants to pull us even lower. So
I've got this Christmas.
I've got this Christmas.
Beautiful now.
Thank you.
one note. You were very much tempted by the tune of the second soprano. So,
blowing in the dark.
Try that.
Blowing in the dark.
Excellent. I want to hear tenors and altos, please. From bar number 113. So that's a love that Christmas can bring. first altos.
And they go to the C.
Yeah. Yeah, so E, G, C?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, welcome there. together and go.
Oh, what does Christmas to me?
For the same basis. Oh, what does that Christmas to me? Oh, why? And go.
Oh,
it has to feel really low in your voices. faces. Altos, join us. Sopranos. Cool. We have the first note. Amazing. One.
People
sopranos and tenors. Now, tenors, after bed you move up, but only a small step. And sopranos, you move down, only a small step. So, rock, rock, and walk.
Sing this tenor. It has to feel really low in your voices, otherwise, if it feels very comfortable, you're probably singing better.
Yeah.
well done. Now, sopranos and altos. Born in a manger quietly. Born in a manger quiet and born in a manger quiet and born ready and
born in a manger quiet and
thank you, sopranos.
Thank you.
and just embrace your woman. Perhaps you're solo during the whole concert. Don't. Thank you very much, everybody. 5 minute break.
Thank you. concert notice will hopefully be coming out next week. If it's not next week, it will be the week after, and that will have all the information about the rehearsals and the concerts, including the location of the Elgar Hall. As a reminder, on the 14th, the orchestral rehearsal, we are not at the CBSO Centre. We're at the Elgar Hall, which is on the University of Birmingham campus. For information about our discount code and about concert dress, that's all in the member handbook, so look there, and that will come out again at the same time as the concert notice, so that you can check all of that. And if you're confused, just check with me. And also a remark to let you know that there is train strikes planned for the week of the concert. So that will affect the 14th and the 16th, with possible disruption on the 15th, so bear that in mind if you've got any travel planned. Lucy's back next week, and I'm sure she'll be really impressed. It sounds great. So big thank you to Mariana.
So before the excelsis that is longer, we have a little 70 thingy, which means it's a quiver rest, which means that we can breathe there. So, bless you. Salud. So it means that we can breathe. But before that, the only time that we breathe is at the top of the line. So before the third lection. So basis. In extensis, 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 extensis. Can we try that? And only breathing in the places where we can. In ex, ready, and go.
In extensis.
In extensis.
the next chairs.
You have to feel like there is a little firework in your mouth every time you say ex chairs, ex chairs. The next, and go.
The next chairs, ex chairs, ex chairs. Amen.
One more time. When I close my hand, you put the end. Ready, and.
Amen.
Yes, well done. Now, let's sing it from bottom of page number 44. And James is going to play the bits that we don't sing. You're right, yeah, sorry, yeah, yeah. Brilliant, thank you. So this is Amen, Amen. Could you play three bars? Yeah, more, 35, yeah.
Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge.
doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Was a living man, ladies, as an angel, a living man.